Hello everyone, my name is Neil Zeman. I've done some development on Visual Studio Team systems extensions in Lisp while part of the Rangers group. This is one of the scenarios that I landed in where the API changed and we weren't notified. So how do you go around debugging and evaluating what went wrong and how to fix it? So firstly, this is a simple TypeScript project. This is based off of the template that Josh has written. This is the VSTS extension template. Some of the properties that I like to set when I write these things is firstly, with debugging, generate source maps. Have that checked. That will make your life breaking breakpoints, your debugging experience as a whole a lot easier. And secondly, a nice little productivity tip here is to put in the URL that you'll be hitting to debug these things as part of the start URL. This means that when I run this, it will open up my browser of choice at the URL and all the debugging, you know, the debug is attached to this instance of Internet Explorer and whatnot. So our extension is creating a is hooking onto a contribution point as part of the menu here, your source. So you'll notice that there is my new action that I've hooked onto. Now the problem is I was developing this and went to a client and we were busy talking and I showed it to him and when I clicked it, nothing happened. Okay, so what to do now? Well, firstly, this is where I register a handler on the contribution point. So when that action gets hit, this is what is executed. Here's my handler. If I can put a breakpoint here, here we go, and redo this action. Then my breakpoints hit. You'll notice that this context is the action context that gets passed through as part of that action. I used to have an item property on there and I pulled and evaluated some information off of that. Hovering over this item, it is no longer defined, undefined, it's null. Looking at the source context that gets passed through, these properties also looked a bit different to what I was used to. So, having a look further, what do we have here? There's a bunch of methods. I'm now looking for that item information. So, the source item context, if you have a look at the methods, this is what I'm interested in. This basically tells me that this is a promise, so the signature for this would look something different to what we've got here. Now, this is where I have to go and change this to evaluate and return me this actual source context. If we have a look, executing this, it will look something like that. So there's our source context. Get source items and this returns a value. So I'm going to just clean up something here. Do that. Promise invokes a function passing in our source context. Close some brackets. Okay. Let's see if this makes any change. So we've got our breakpoints in there. Everything builds, let's run this guy. Let's go to our branch. Okay, so this is now after this, we try to get hold of the source item context, so let's see what it actually returns. And there we go, there's my item that I've been looking for, and there the properties and delve further, seeing if it's a branch or not. So if I run this further, there you go. Now my extension is running again. So things change, and this is basically how we have looked and figured out what changed to cater for it going forward. Thank you for your time, and hope your debugging experience is as seamless as this was portrayed. Thank you.